We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Well, it's the beginning of a new year, and it's time to make those New Year's resolutions. Well, sometimes we make New Year's resolutions. We don't get past January because of, well, let's say, unrealistic expectations. Well, here to help us out with that and joining us by phone is Dr. Allison Ferrara from the Osceola Regional Medical Center. Dr. Ferrara, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, that's the problem with the resolutions. We start off with a good idea, right? We're gonna do this, we're going to do that, and then we don't get very far sometimes. How do we make healthy resolutions for 2020?
I think it's all about being realistic. You know, what I always tell my patients is that you have to take on habits that you're going to be able to sustain now and moving forward, because that's, you know, truly the goal of these things is maintenance. The problem with a lot of these crash diets and exercise programs is that they're just simply not maintainable. So, you know, I think making small changes that works with your lifestyle and are things that you're going to actually be able to commit yourself to really will set you up for success now and moving forward.
Well, let's talk about that, because I think the number one thing that people make resolutions about is diet. They go, you know, they have all these plans that are going to eat healthily. And like I said, we just kind of put too much on our, as it were, plate, pardon the pun.
On our plate.
So what would be a good way to start a diet?
Of course, you know, you want to talk to your healthcare provider if there's any limitations or, you know, anything that you particularly need to be focusing on. But, you know, I think a general good rule of thumb is thinking fresh. I tell my patients to think about the way that the supermarket is set up. You know, all your fresh stuff is on the perimeter, you know, the outside of the supermarket. That's going to be your fresh vegetables, your fruits, you know, your meats, your fish, dairy products. All the stuff that falls in the middle is going to be, of course, more processed. So I think starting by integrating more of those fresh foods into your life is a great way to help. A lot of what you eat is what you crave. And so starting to crave healthier things as opposed to the less healthier things, you know, it takes time. But I think, you know, most people will agree that their body does seem to adapt and want those things more. You know, unfortunately, the fresh stuff is a little more maintenance. It probably requires more trips to the grocery store, more planning. Can't just stick a salad in the fridge and forget about it for 3 weeks. But those are the foods we should be focusing on, and I think gives you a good roadmap, at least when you're planning your trips.
What about these trendy diets that people just immediately jump on, and then they find out it just messes up their body, really?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, the trendy diets, I mean, are very enticing because they make lofty promises, but they're typically pretty hard. I mean, it's very strict. It's typically not anything that anybody would do on a day-to-day basis. It takes a lot of planning. And I mean, of course, you have to plan. You know, if you don't, what's the saying? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. But I think this is, you know, almost taking that to an extreme. And it tends to also just be hard on a lot of people's bodies. Like a lot of people don't feel good when they jump on these trendy diets. I really encourage my patients to avoid them, period, and just do things that, you know, are going to be more realistic. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you might lose a lot of weight, but if you're not planning to maintain that diet, which a lot of these diets aren't really meant to be maintained for, you know, long term, typically what happens is that you're going to put on all the weight that you've lost. And a reasonable weight loss is really just 1 to 2 pounds a week. So I think having that realistic goal in mind that, you know, we're not looking for you to drop 10 pounds in a week. We're looking for it to gradually come off. It gradually, you know, was put on to begin with. I think that's key to keep in mind, is that we're going for long-term success as opposed to short-term success that you might not be able to keep up.
Well, I think it's interesting that probably the top two things that we do for resolutions are diet and food and exercise. And I think when we're starting exercise program, we kind of start incrementally. We start slow and then we build up. But when we do diets, some of us just boom, just do the whole thing in one shot. So maybe incrementally doing a diet, you know, changing one thing at a time, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great point. You know, I mean, I think you kind of have to look at your day. Okay, what am I eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? What am I snacking? You know, maybe I can start by, you know, making a bigger salad at lunch, you know, adding more greens. And like I said, I mean, I really think you crave what you eat. So I think really assessing what you're eating, what are the areas that need the most work, and tackling it in small increments sets you up for more success. And I mean, it's like any goal, you know, you feel good when you set a goal and achieve it. A lot of these diets are very hard to achieve and maintain. And that's really just negative reinforcement and doesn't encourage you to make these changes long term. So I think, you know, starting small, starting realistic, slowly making these changes through your life, I think makes for a happier you and like I said, you know, better long term success.
Well, I imagine the best thing to do would be to visit people like you, a doctor, before you even start any of these things, diets, especially if you're going to start an exercise program. Now, I'm sure you see it all the time when people start exercising and then they hurt themselves. Because they didn't do it, you know, smartly. How can we do that? How can we start an exercise program smartly?
Good question. I mean, you know, unfortunately, a personal trainer is not a luxury that most of us have. But, you know, I think the key thing with exercise is, number one, to make sure that you're doing things correctly. You know, really making sure that your form is correct, you know, kind of the same as the diet. I mean, a lot of people just kind of decide, okay, I'm going to run a marathon, you know, and let me start at, you know, 10 miles today. I mean, that's doing these extreme things are not healthy for your body. And if you're not doing it the right way, you're potentially causing yourself more harm than good. So, you know, I think starting slow, of course, talking to your doctor and making sure that, you know, you're healthy enough for the physical activity that you're, you know, interested in pursuing. But I think starting slow, you know, really making sure that you understand, you know, how whatever you're trying to do should be executed, whether you're, you know, lifting weights. I feel like now with all the apps and online resources, you know, even if you don't have somebody there that can help you, there's a lot of great resources out there to at least read up on yourself to make sure you're doing things properly. But you know, starting slow and you know, seeing how you feel and slowly increasing, you know, what you do as you get more comfortable and as you see that you're tolerating.
I always thought that now is the time to start an exercise program while the weather is in our favor. So by the time you get to the summer, you're in better shape.
Absolutely. I mean, you're kind of setting yourself up for a hard journey if you're deciding to go, you know, start exercising in, you know, the middle of July with the heat of summer. So,
no
I mean,
way.
Now I think obviously we have the weather on our side. It's a great time to be outside. If you don't want to be outside, I mean, you know, we're lucky in Central Florida to have a lot of gyms and even just like outdoor parks and everything that people can utilize. So, yeah, I mean, I think now is a good time to start so that you can train your body because essentially, you know, especially if you're not someone that exercises currently, you are kind of training yourself so that when, you know, it does get a little more difficult in the summer, the weather, you're in better shape.
So I think the idea here is whether you're doing a food and diet resolution or a exercise resolution or both, is to start incrementally and do some research first before you just dive right in and you could hurt you. You could do more harm than good.
You really can. I mean, like I said about physical activity, I mean, you know, if your body's not used to doing things and if you're doing it incorrectly, I mean, you really could cause yourself long-term damage that might not be something that's fixable. And it might, you know, interfere with your ability to work out moving forward. You know, they have a lot of great programs out there, but a lot of them are not necessarily, I mean, they're designed for the masses. And obviously we know that everybody is at a different starting point. So I think that's really important to keep in mind for your safety. And the same thing with diet. You know, some of these crash diets put your body through stress that is just really not safe. And depending on your medical conditions, it could be dangerous. So I think, you know, gradual incremental and just being realistic with what you can do. You know, I mean, if you're somebody that has to be at work early in the morning, trying to exercise in the morning, it's probably going to be pretty hard. You're probably not going to succeed in that. You know, I think you just have to be honest with yourself in terms of what is going to be attainable.
Set realistic goals. And then when you achieve those, you can just move the bar a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the nice thing about diet and exercise. We make these changes for a lifetime and, you know, we can constantly stop and, you know, reassess where we're at, where we want to be. I think everybody, even maybe with the best diet and exercise plan, has room for improvements or changes. And of course, you know, throughout your life, you know, your needs are going to change. So I don't think anyone should consider diet or exercise a static thing that you pick one and stay with it forever, you know, but realize you have to start somewhere. As you get into that habit, achieve those goals, you can, you know, change your goals and shoot for higher ones, or, you know, just change them based off of what your needs are.
Right. So we could start with, you could say, okay, I'm going to eat a granola bar and I'm going to walk around the block. That's how I'm going to start. Yeah. And that's achievable.
It's achievable.
Yeah, and then you feel good about it.
Exactly. And I mean, even things like, okay, I'm going to park my car further. I'm going to take the stairs. I have time on my lunch break. I'm going to go, you know, take a walk around the parking lot. You know, there's a lot of things that I think we overlook, and it's hard because we're in a society where it's go, go, go. And I think everyone has an ongoing to-do list. And I think it can be mentally hard to make time for those things. But I've trained myself and try to emphasize to other people that, you know, your health is a mandatory thing as well. I mean, it's something that you have to make time for. It. It's easy to neglect, but we should really think of healthy eating and exercise as much of a necessity as sleep. So obviously it's not something, you know, exercise might not be something that you can do every day, but it should be a regular part of your routine. Eating healthy, you know, should absolutely be a regular part of your routine. Always going to have days that we cheat, and I think that's okay if you're, you know, maintaining, you know, throughout the rest of the time. I mean, I love my desserts, and I would be lying if I said that I don't indulge in that. But I mean, that's okay if the rest of your time you're behaving.
Well, so this month I'll get the chocolate covered granola bars, and then next month I'll get the ones that don't have the chocolate on it. Now that's a way of making progress, right?
Exactly. Small things.
Have you made any resolutions?
I feel like I'm always, it's like always a resolution, but there's something about January 1st that makes you just that much more adamant about it. I personally want to try to cook more. You know, my family, I have a 10-month-old baby, and so although I guess I'm less of a new mom now, I feel like it's definitely been an adjustment trying to work, make time for baby, you know, get everything else done around the house and cook. You would cook, but a lot of times it's quick and easy things. And now that he's eating more, I think it's important to set a good example to him of healthy eating and behaviors. And, you know, the truth is that you can find a lot of healthy foods, you know, out, but you don't always know what you're eating. I mean, it's hard to beat making your own food and knowing exactly what you're consuming. So, you know, while we try to eat healthy, when we do have to pick up, it's a personal goal of mine to cook more and set that example for my family.
Well, with anything, if you make it a habit, you know, you make bad habits, but you can do healthy habits. It makes this whole resolution thing a lot easier if you just get into the habit of doing it the way you want to do it.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, throughout my residency training, it was obviously hard to do anything as a habit because it was constantly changing and I didn't know if I was working days or nights.
Right.
But, you know, once I got out, one of the things I started doing was working out regularly in the morning. And it's amazing because it's like, that's the start of my day. And when I don't do it, I feel like something's off. So it is really pretty crazy how these habits can become so ingrained in you. And, you know, the same goes for bad habits. So that's why I think it's important to, you know, assess where you're at and see what are you doing and where can we improve and baby steps from there.
Well, that's what you did, though. You crossed over. You made the bit where now it seems unusual to you if you don't exercise in the morning.
Yeah.
Once you cross over, you're in good shape.
It is. You just have to, you know, of course you have to weather the storms of holidays and vacation. I mean, there's always going to be things that are going to potentially you know, throw you off. But yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, even when I was pregnant, I was working out regularly. It just became so much of a thing that I needed. So it's hard to initially start it, I think, but once you get there, I think it helps. For me, it helped to have someone that I was accountable to. I mean, I had a friend that we would go work out in the morning, and she since moved and lived in California. And so obviously, no longer my workout buddy, but, you know, starting out, it really was helpful feeling like someone else was expecting me to be there. So,
well, I always find that the first 2 weeks of anything is the toughest. Once you get past that, you're fine.
Yes, I feel like I should have a great quote for this because of all my recent baby readings, but I've been reading a lot about, you know, baby sleep and all that stuff. And, you know, they say it takes, you really have to get through 3 hard days of creating a new habit. But there's some data that says, yes, it takes like up to a week to really make it routine moving forward. I'm probably butchering the data, but.
Well, I always find that to me, it's the first week is just mentally trying to get it. The second week is cementing it in. And once you get past that, you're fine. Well, I think what we've discovered here is that, you know, for resolutions anyway, for this year, don't make any unrealistic expectations. Start small and then work your way up as opposed to just jumping in. And just because, okay, we're already into the second week of January, you think, well, I missed the window. No. For me, I always say, I take the first week off and then we jump in.
Yeah.
That's how I mentally do it for myself. Right, exactly.
Yeah. We're still on vacation now. And I mean, it's never too late. The first of the year seems to always feel right because everyone's talking about New Year's resolutions.
Right.
But you have to do what works for you. And, you know, regardless, it's better to start it late than to never start it.
There's your quote. There it is. Now you got it. It's better. I think did you make that up? Did you invent that? No, I don't think so. But it was good. Better to start than not start at all. All right, so I think we got it. Unrealistic expectation, don't worry about that. Make realistic expectations. Start small, incrementally with anything, and you'll hit your goal. And then when you hit your goal, you can move on from there. So I think that's what we're going to do for 2020. All right, well, Dr. Allison Ferrara, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.